It Doesn't Take a Scientist. Written by Alicopedia. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Yuri on Ice. Rating, teen and up. Relationships, Katsuki Yuri, Yuri Plisetsky, unrequited. Katsuki Yuri, Victor Nikiforov. And pre-Otabek Alton, Yuri Plisetsky. Also tagged for, the Yuri is one-sided. Before anyone comes at me with pitchforks, Yurio has a crush. Otabek is a good bro and is probably speaking from experience. Ice cream is the cure for everything. Confessions. Unrequited crush. Yurio aims to be Yuri's second husband. The Ota Yuri is there if you squint a little. Part one of the Crush series. His talk of having more self-awareness than everyone in the rink combined, it actually takes about 100 knowing smiles from Victor, a pat on the head from Georgi, and Mila's teasing quip of, "Careful, Yura, your crush is showing," while he's watching Yuri nail a quad saukou, the jump that Yuri himself taught the Japanese skater, "Take that, Victor," before Yuri comes to the horrifying realization that he does, in fact, have a crush on Yuri Katsuki. It's sobering and embarrassing, and Yuri just wants to curl up on the cold, hard ground and die. "Kill me," he moans, sliding down the ice in an unmoving lump. "Do it, Mila. End me." He thinks he can hear Yakov yelling at him to get up, but Yuri ignores him in favor of latching onto Mila's skates and blinking up at her with wide eyes. Mila just laughs, squatting down and ruffling his hair, because she is a horrible, horrible person, and Yuri absolutely hates, hates, hates her. "Don't be such a drama queen, Yura."
"I hate you."
"No, you don't. Anyway, it's cute to think you'd develop a crush on your namesake. Stop! It could be worse. I mean, you could have a crush on JJ. Yuri doesn't even dignify that statement with a decent response and just screeches up angrily at Mila until Yuri skates up next to them and asks if he's okay. Because Yuri's nice like that. And Yuri fucking hates everyone in this stupid rink. Except Yuri, of course. He can't even insult Victor's taste in men anymore. Damn it! And it's just, I don't know, he's really, really nice, even when I'm being terrible. His step sequences are amazing, and he just looks so beautiful on the ice. Like, what the fuck? And he smells so nice, Mila. He hugged me the other day, and he smelled so, so good. I just wanted to keep hugging him, but fucking Victor had to join in the hug, too. This is really fascinating. But it's 3 in the fucking morning, Yura. Fuck off. I listened to you ramble about Sarah Crispino's eyes for weeks, old hag. Fine, fine. Please tell me more about how nice Yuri smells. Yuri supposes he should have realized it sooner. He should have made that connection when he was still just 14 and had hoarded every scrap of information he could about the Japanese skater who shared his name and the most beautiful step sequences he's ever seen. Should have had an inkling when his heart started beating like a particularly loud drum whenever Yuri smiled, laughed, or even breathed in his direction. But no. Yuri's stupid brain only makes the connection when he's 15, going on 16, and Yuri Katsuki is way more than a skater who shares his name and whose posters he'd ordered online and plastered on the door to his closet, but a permanent fixture to Yuri's life and engaged to be married to Victor fucking Nikiforov. Clearly, the only possible solution is to kill Victor and marry Yuri himself. Yuri P. Help me, Becca. I need to kill Victor. Otabek Alton. Should you really be revealing your plan to murder Victor Nikiforov to me? Yuri P. Duh! You're my best friend, Becca. Keep up! Otabek Alton. I wasn't aware that being friends equates to being complicit in murder. Why do you need to kill him, though? I may need to know just in case I need to justify your actions to the authorities when you get caught. Yuri P. BC, he's annoying as hell! That should be reason enough! Otabek Alton. Is this about your crush on Yuri Katsuki? Yuri P. No. Yes. How did you find Wood out? Otabek Alton. Mila sent pictures. You are very obvious, Yura. Yuri P. Dimitri, F the fuck, Mila? And what do you mean I was obvious? I was not. Okay, but what do you think I should do? Otabek Alton. For starters, you should probably refrain from killing anyone. Yuri P. Spoil sport. And? Otabek Alton. Well, what do you want to do about it? Yuri P. IDK, confess, probably, which is a terrible idea and why I'm asking for your help. I mean, if I confess, he's just gonna reject me. I know that. He doesn't like me that way, but my stupid feelings just can't seem to get the memo. And it's ruining my fucking life. Every time I see him, I feel like I'm getting heartburn. Otabek Alton. Then just confess. Get it out of your system. You'll just torment yourself if you keep it to yourself. Best to get it out of your chest. Katsuki won't be cruel. Tell him and get closure, and maybe everything will resolve itself. Yuri P. That is terrible advice. I'm gonna do it. Otabek Alton. Good luck. Saturday afternoon finds Yuri and Yuri at the local shopping center. It's their free day, and by some happenstance or other, Yuri somehow manages to ask the Japanese skater out. Granted, he'd made some flimsy excuse about wanting to buy gifts for the triplet's birthday and needing Yuri's opinion, but hey, if it works, it works. Yuri really does intend to buy gifts for Yuko's little monsters, so it's not like he'd lied or anything. Coincidentally, Victor had declined Yuri's begrudging invitation to come along, claiming that he needed to run some errands, and Yuri decided not to look a gift horse in the mouth. Which is how he finds himself in the shopping center, holding hands with Yuri Katsuki. Yuri's so nervous he might actually throw up. His left hand is clammy with sweat, but he can't bring himself to let go of Yuri's hand from when he'd grabbed the Japanese skater earlier to steer him into another store. And, well, it's not as if Yuri had pulled away, so Wid must be okay and that he's fine with Yuri holding his hand. However, Yuri's kind of regretting the fact that he'd grabbed Yuri's right hand, the one with the engagement ring, But it's not like he can say, hey, do you mind if I switch hands because your engagement ring is totally cramping my attempts to woo you? And not sound like a crazy person. They walk aimlessly around the plaza, chatting idly as they look for gifts. In the end, a street vendor offering a colorful spread of glass jewelry catches their attention. Soon enough, Yuri's arguing with the woman in rapid Russian because her prices are ridiculous and he's not some fucking tourist who'll fall for her goddamn swindling. This is nice, Yuri says once he's done haggling with the vendor for the bracelets. And Yuri's heart does a little jig. I'm glad you invited me to go with you, Yurio. Whatever, it's not a big deal. Yuri shrugs, even as a torrid blush erupts on his cheeks. I'm sure Victor takes you out all the time. Yuri quirks a bemused smile at him before steering them towards a nearby park. Well, yeah, but what I meant is that it's nice to be able to spend time with you outside the rink. And just how is Yuri supposed to react to that? How is he supposed to convince himself that the other skater isn't interested in him that way when Yuri said things like that as easily as breathing? As if spending time with Yuri is some sort of prize when it's really, really not. Especially when Yuri can easily spend time with his fiance and not a sulky idiot who screamed at him in a bathroom in Sochi and told him to retire. He doesn't notice he's stopped walking until Yuri's hand squeezes his, shaking him out of his reverie. Yurio, what's wrong? Yuri begins, looking at the blurry sign over Yuri's shoulder. Because if he looks at those brown eyes, he's never going to be able to say, I like you. Yuri blinks once, twice, before a confused smile unfurls on his lips. That's, I like you too, Yurio. You're my friend. No, not like that. He drops Yuri's hand, taking a step back as he feels tears prick at the corners of his eyes. And fuck, he is not going to cry. Yuri refuses to cry. He sucks in a deep breath before facing Yuri straight on, cheeks flushed and eyes bright and heart beating a mile a minute inside his chest. I like you. Yuri repeats, imploring, willing Yuri to understand. You make my heart race, and every time you smile at me, I have butterflies in my stomach. And your stupid laugh makes my chest hurt, and I really, really want to punch you in the face with my mouth. Oh. Yuri breathes, voice gentling, and he looks as if he's about to cry, too. Which is all kinds of dumb, because Yuri's the one whose heart is going to get broken. Yurio, You're great, and I care about you a lot, but... But Victor, Yuri grumbles, averting his gaze to the ground. Well, yes, there's Victor, Yuri agrees, before adding, but I'm also way too old for you. You're not that old, Yuri blusters, looking up at Yuri again. Because what? You're only 8 years older than I am. Still too old for you. Okay, fine. But what if Victor wasn't there and I'm not too young? Would you... Yuri's grasping at straws. He knows it. But he needs to ask. Needs to know. I mean, do I have a chance? He asks, voice reduced to a flimsy whisper that's almost drowned out by the heavy thud of his heart. Yuri looks stricken, mouth opening and closing a few times. Yurio, that's a no, huh? Yuri says, voice breaking into a sob as the tears that he'd tried to fight off spill down his cheeks at the rejection. Shit. And God, it's terrible. It's pathetic. He'd known that he was just going to get rejected. He's so embarrassed. No wonder Yuri doesn't like him. Oh no, don't. Yuri babbles, and the next thing he knows, there are warm, calloused hands cupping his cheeks, gingerly, as if afraid that he'll lash out. But Yuri just sniffles pathetically and lets Yuri brush his tears away with his thumbs. Yurio, Yura, Yuri says, and his heart jumps. He blinks away the tears clinging stubbornly onto his eyelashes and wills himself to calm down. I am honored that you feel that way about me. And I care about you, I really do. You're an amazing person and you inspire me to be a better skater. And I am so, so incredibly proud of you. And I know that someday you're going to find someone you'll like more than me. Yuri finishes with a smile that breaks Yuri's heart anew. Yuri sniffs before throwing his arms around Yuri's shoulders, earning himself a surprised squawk. He hugs Yuri tight, burying his face into the older man's neck, when he feels arms wrap around his waist. When he pulls away, he levels Yuri with a stubborn look and says, "No, never." Because he is never going to find anyone he's going to like better than Yuri Katsuki. Except he already has. 110k likes. Mila Babacheva. There's nothing a liberal application of ice cream won't fix. At Yuri Plisetsky. Poor BB. View 1,567 comments. Sarah Crispino. Oh no, what happened? Mila Babacheva. At Sarah Crispino. Baby's first heartbreak. Yuri P. Your plan sucked. Also, a good friend would book the next flight to Russia and comfort me. Otebek Alten. You already look well comforted by all that ice cream. Aren't you supposed to be on a diet? Yuri P. Mila got me the non-fat kind, so... suck it. Otebek Alten. http://www.youtube.com/watch?v=mvh-s4bfpzi. Yuri P. Bribing me with cat videos? Really, Becca? Holy shit, that first vid has a tiger! WTF! I take it back. This is adequate. I won't be disowning you after all. Otebek Alton. How comforting. Yuri P. But you still have to avenge me at the 4cc. Otebek Alton. Thumbs up emoji. He makes himself scarce on Monday, mostly because people seem keen on treating him with kid gloves, and Georgi keeps on making him listen to shitty Spotify playlists, but partially because there's only so much that ice cream and cat videos can do. Tuesday finds him trading barbed insults with Victor while practicing his jumps, and getting pointers from Yuri about his step sequences, because Yuri's not about to sacrifice his skating for his feelings, and it had been weird avoiding them in the first place. On Wednesday, Yuri skates right between Victor and Mila and says, nonchalant, "When I grow up, I'm going to be Yuri Katsuki's second husband." Victor chokes on his own spit. "What happened to the first one?" Mila asks, amused. "Nothing you can prove," Yuri says, glancing meaningfully at a wide-eyed Victor before skating away to the sound of Mila's laughter. And Otebek Alten narrowly beats Jean-Jacques Leroy by 0.10 points with his free program. Will Russia's Yuri Plisetsky finally manage to reclaim his second GPF gold this year? If you stare any harder, Otebek might actually melt, kitten. An annoyingly familiar voice draws into his ear, and Yuri whirls around to glare at JJ's stupid face. "The fuck are you talking about, Leroy?" JJ just shrugs and walks away, an infuriating grin on his face. And Yuri grumbles under his breath before letting Yakov corral him towards the rink's entrance. He manages to put JJ's words out of his thoughts until he steps onto the ice and Otebek yells their customary, "Davai!" And Yuri's heart performs a fucking quad loop inside his chest and... oh. Oh no! Not again! The end. Author's notes. This fic is brought to you by Yuri Katsuki, actual heartbreaker. Victor teases him endlessly for making two skaters cry now. I like to think that Yuri and JJ will eventually form a friendship built solely upon roasting each other's terrible fashion choices and snide skating tips wrapped up in insults. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!